Tuesday Morning Connection. We just had him in here about 2 weeks ago talking about some other stuff. In fact, our calendars that are likely still available. Yes, I'm getting a yes. For 2021 from the Du Bois Area Historical Society. And mostly whenever you hear the name Tom Schott, you probably associate it with the Du Bois Historical Society. But this time, we're going to be talking about him as an author. So congratulations, Tom, on your new book. You have written a book called Major, The Life of Israel McCrate, Banker, Conservationist, Indian Chief, which is quite a mouthful and quite a life for this man to live, I think.
No, definitely. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. So Israel McCrate, or Major Israel McCrate, who was he? And give us the brief synopsis without giving us the entire book, I guess.
Okay. Well, he was an early, I can't call him a founder, but he was here in Du Bois very early on, born in Reynoldsville, went up to New York State and got a degree in business, and then as a young man went west, where he met the Indians for the first time and became very friendly with them. When he came back to Du Bois, he was a banker, a deposit bank. And Du Bois, the building that he built after the Great Fire is still standing at the corner down here, the former deposit bank building. He was a conservationist, interested in conserving the last virgin timber over in Cook Forest. He was part of the large group. 18 years they worked to get the forest preserved over there, make it a state park. And later on, as I said, he became very friendly with the Indians. At one point they came here. It was with Buffalo Bill's Wild West, and they made him a chief of the tribe. That's how much the Indians respected him. So, you know, he is an unusual person. He's a white man who became chief of the Indians.
Yeah, not everybody can say that, certainly. And even though he was born at the end of the Civil War, you're also saying we're likely still seeing things every day that he was a part of.
Yeah, he lived until 1958, so he was 93. Sure. He had a major influence on the town because he helped to bring in industry here. He helped with getting the coal mining developed here, mm-hmm. and later the railroads, bringing in the car shops and the roundhouse where they did all the repairs and work on the railroad.
Wow, so we have a lot to thank with Major McCrate. I guess my question is, there are any number of interesting historical figures, but you don't have time to write about them all. So what drew you specifically to Israel McCrate?
Well, this is a man that probably has been forgotten a little bit in Du Bois history, but had such an influence on the town and the community. He was on school board here. Some of the older school buildings that are no longer with us were built while he was president of the school board here in Du Bois too. So he had an influence all over the place with the community.
Wow, that I didn't know. How about this? What's the most surprising thing that you learned, either about the man himself or even the process of writing a book?
Ah, good question.
I would imagine, because you're not just pulling this from thin air. It's a little different to write a historical book where things have to be very factual.
Yeah, well, what helped with the research on McCrate is that he wrote quite a few things himself, a lot of books on his own experiences, self-published. He was a prolific correspondent with people. And the Historical Society happens to have a lot of his correspondence even. We can look up, things that he wrote back and forth between the Indians, legislators. He was into everything.
Wow. That makes it a little easier whenever you have his words themselves to look back on. Yeah. And certainly that's something that you get an awful lot of at the Du Bois Area Historical Society. Mm-hmm. So very handy. Tom, where do you get this book? If somebody is listening and thinking, that has piqued my interest, I'm super excited to read that book, how do they do so?
Okay. Well, you can get it from the Historical Society, of course. It's also on sale here in Dubois at the Junk Dealer's Daughter and at Rosie's Bookstore. It's $22.50, and that includes the tax. And you can also, well, you can even go in and order it through eBay. We have it posted on eBay. And all proceeds from the sale of this book go to the Historical Society.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I understand you are actually going to be out signing books this Saturday, right?
Yes, for Small Business Saturday, I'm going to be at the Historical Society starting at 10 o'clock. Anybody wants to come in and get a book at that point, I'll autograph it for you, and we can get you as many as you need. They make great gifts.
Oh, wonderful. That is excellent, and I'm sure if people want to get more into the nuts and bolts, if they're saying, screaming at the radio saying, Brittany, but you didn't ask him about this, that is your chance on Saturday. Get into the nuts and bolts and actually dig really deep into that historical work. Thank you, Tom, for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Tom Schott from the Dubois Area Historical Society, his book called Major, The Life of Israel McCrate, Banker, Conservationist, Indian Chief, by Tom Schott. We'll have a link to that on our website a little bit later on today. In the meantime, we'll go into our sports coverage right after this.